Hello everyone, my name is Guillermo Flores and welcome to my podcast. And here I am with a small interview with my friend Omar Bintebet from Morocco. He is a teacher in that nation and he is sharing with me this beautiful experience as a Fulbright DAI teacher in Indiana University of Pennsylvania. So, welcome Omar, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm fine too. Okay, I have some questions for you, if it's okay. And as I have told you before, these are kind of a tricky question. So are you ready?
Of course, yes, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so what is the worst memory of your experience here in the United States? Do you have one?
Of course, okay. My worst experience happened to be the day I traveled from my home country to the United States of America, especially the last stage from New York to Pittsburgh. It happened that I was on the plane and at a certain moment I wanted to take a picture while I'm on the plane, but it happened that my passport fell down. In the beginning I thought that it was somewhere near my feet, but then when I took the picture and I was searching for my passport, I didn't find it.
You panicked?
Of course, yes. Because my passport is everything
for
me.
Of course. And what happened then?
Well, I panicked and there was an American, okay, sitting next to me, and he was surprised because I was searching for my passport and say, "My passport." And he could not help me.
Oh my.
Oh yeah. He's a tall person. And just the way I mean to squeeze a little bit and search around, he could not do it. Okay. But then I started to say to myself, why I should make a little bit of a reason, okay, to know where my passport. Okay, so then I understood at a certain time when we were flying from New York to Pittsburgh, the plane is like slanted a little bit.
Inclined, yes.
Uh-huh. Inclined. And then I gathered that my passport probably went back to the other seat.
Yes.
Okay, so I looked around to see the passenger who was behind me. She was a woman, but she was asleep.
Oh.
I could not ask her.
So you couldn't move from there?
No. I wanted to call the air hostess, but she was busy, so I was in trouble. So my only chance now, and the woman who was sitting behind me.
Yes.
She was the only woman there. I gathered that my passport must be somewhere near her.
Uh-huh.
Because she was sitting in the last seat of the plane.
Oh.
Okay. So I just waited for her to wake up and ask her.
How many minutes or how many hours did you wait?
It took me a long time. And during that time,
you
can imagine my feeling. My worry, my frustration, a lot of questions came to my mind. I say, if I lost my passport, that's the end of my experience. So then and suddenly the woman woke up and said, "My passport!"
And where was the passport?
Yeah. And she looked,
where?
Next to her feet.
Uh-huh.
And she found my passport. And she said, "No, this is your passport."
Oh.
And at that time, as the English say, I breathed a sigh of relief at finding my passport.
Okay.
But it was a terrible story for me. Nice. That day. And that was my first day in the United States of America.
I can imagine the situation. It was kind of like odd, but at the same time, what I'm gonna do. Thank you for sharing that. I do have two more questions.
Yeah.
And let's leave the bad stuff. Okay. Let's talk about now. You're here in America, and. You know, we're coming to an end of this experience. And
of course, yes.
But I'm talking about something bigger, something like, I know you are the most experienced teacher of this cluster of teachers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just have the chance to pick one experience among all the beautiful experiences that you've ever had as a teacher, which will be the most beautiful memory that you have as a teacher? Do you have one? I know you have a lot, but please share one of them.
Now, one of the things that I like most is when one of my old students, when I meet one of my students and tell me about his or her experience after they left school. And it happened that 4 years ago, I had a call from Qatar, and you know Qatar is
no,
an Arabic.
Explain a little bit.
Qatar is an Arabic country, and it is in the Gulf.
The nation in the Gulf.
The nation,
Qatar.
Qatar. Yeah. And that guy called me, and he said, "Do you know me?" I said, "No, I don't know you." He said, "I was your student in 1995. Now you can imagine.
Oh my. And he remembers you.
Of course, yes.
Oh, nice.
He said, I made some search to find your phone number. And he made me remember him.
Yeah.
Because he was one of my excellent students when I was in a small town. That was my first town, in the south of Morocco before I got transferred to my second town, and he was an excellent student.
And what is he doing right now in Qatar?
Now that's the story.
Yes.
Now he said, I got my BA in Morocco, and then he got his master.
Oh.
And then he had some great jobs in some African countries, and then he moved to Qatar. And the beauty of what he said to me is that he said, it's because of you.
Oh my gosh.
That I was in this position.
What did you felt when he said
It is amazing, because I have frequent stories like this, but for people it's after maybe 19 or 20 years and you hear someone saying something like that, it's life changing.
Yeah, it's priceless.
Yeah, it is. It is priceless.
Yeah,
in a sense. Now this is
It's only one.
Yeah, it is recognition.
Yeah,
it is. For me, it means that I am in the right track.
Yes,
and it made me happy because I noticed that I made some change in my students
of English as a foreign language.
Yeah.
You were his teacher of that?
The guy?
Yeah.
No.
What did you teach for him?
No, I taught him English.
English?
Yeah, okay. I taught him English, as a foreign language. I thought you were asking about his job.
No. All right. So this former student of yours wanted to reach you because he wanted to say thank you, and that's amazing.
Exactly.
Thing. Exactly. Okay, thank you for sharing that. And the last question that I have for you is, tell me something that you have discovered about yourself in this experience here in the United States. I know you, there should be nothing, but maybe something that you didn't have quite clear or that something that you struggle with. I don't know. Yeah. Have you discovered something about yourself?
Well, my discovery is that there are no limits for learning.
Nice.
And I think that we just have, should have this idea of, I mean, perpetual or continuous growth. That's all.
The more you learn,
of course,
the more you discover that you need to know.
Things. You discover things. And we should not, we should never say it's enough. The more you are, okay, I think as long as you are still in life, you should learn. And this experience is what, okay, I mean, teaches me.
Of course.
That a teacher is a lifelong learner.
Well, thank you so much, Omar.
You are welcome.
Omar Bintabet. This has been a wonderful chat with you, and I hope you everybody have enjoyed it as I have. And thank you so much for listening my podcast. Listen to you later.
Thank you for these questions. Okay, they really are very important. Okay.
Okay. So salam, no, shukran.
Now we say shukran.
Shukran.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.